bring up anything you want. Do it toll free, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the program with you in studio. It's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We've been, for those of you just tuning in, talking about Robinhooding. It is, it's hot, and it's an activism form that is unique, I think, to Keene, New Hampshire. People still do it, you know, here and there across the country, but just on an individual basis. I think if it's done anywhere else is how it's done. Here it's organized. Here there are people that go out and walk in front of the meter maid, dropping nickels into the expired meters before the meter maid, the parking enforcer, can reach said expired meter, and placing the Robin Hooder then places a card on the person's dashboard or windshield, rather, informing them that they have been saved from a ticket from the King's Men. And it's been a process that has been going on now for multiple months on a really consistent basis. And by consistent, I mean every day. I mean, the Robin Hooders, Robin Hood and the Merry Men, are out on the streets of Keene. They are saving people from tickets left and right. And it's very frustrating to the parking enforcers. It seems like, you know, there's been a lot of video taken of this, by the way, and you can watch all as much of it as you want over at Freeman TV Raw, FR33 Man TV Raw on YouTube. That's where they just kind of upload all their raw footage of all of the stuff that they've done with Robinhooding. There's more video there than you could possibly really even go through, I think. But, you know, over the time of interacting with these meter or the parking enforcers, it seems like they've had a range of reactions. You know, some of them have attempted to ignore the Robin Hooders, then eventually ended up talking to them, and then they got mad at them, or, you know, one of them got mad for some reason, and then they calmed down, and, you know, it's just been this, they're not going away, so there's going to be some level of a relationship being built here.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the relationship is, or how the parking people, maybe they're just trying everything they can think of, okay, well, that didn't work. Let me see what I can do next.
Yep, I mean, they've tried to skedaddle, like run away, get into their car, drive away, try to avoid, you know, getting found in the first place. They're parking their little enforcement vehicles in more out-of-the-way, obscure places. We've actually got James on the line, and he is in New Hampshire. I presume this is Robin Hood, James?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, James Cleveland is with us on the air here. Now, you are actually one of the folks behind the Robin Hooding efforts. I dare say you are Robin Hood himself. And this is blown up, James. I mean, did you expect this when you started doing this, you know, activism here in Keene?
No, we've had more success than I ever could have imagined. You know, I kind of got interested in late December, and then I started doing it daily in early January. Since then, it's just grown so much. You know, we're to the point now where we pretty much have a Robin Hooder out whenever there is a parking enforcer out.
So, what got you interested in Robin Hooding?
You know, I think it's an easy form of activism. It's something that's effective. You know, you can see the impact. It's popular among the locals. And, you know, the more I talk to people, the more I realize that, you know, the tickets they're issuing do a lot of damage. And, you know, like I spoke to one gentleman, I think I mentioned him before. He loaned his car out. The car got ticketed. The car got towed. He lost his job. He couldn't get back to work. So, I mean, like, you mean...
Right, because somebody else parked his car. It got ticketed while they had parked it. But guess what? You're being held responsible for anything done with your car.
Right, and he doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
And so, you know, car's towed, and he doesn't know why.
You're late to work, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the reason I called tonight, you know, there are reasons that we film, and it's not about the parking enforcers, you know. We're filming because we want people to know what's going on. You know, we don't want to miss something interesting happen. And more importantly, it's for our protection, because if an issue arises between us and the enforcers, the police, the courts, they're going to take their word over our word.
Sure.
It's for our protection.
Or if an issue arises between you and another individual, as it did, I guess it was yesterday, with this reverend.
Yeah, good. That's a great point. And, you know, if you're not doing anything unethical, like, I don't have a problem filming me because I'm not doing someone else filming me. I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, I don't know. If you are nervous about someone filming you when you're doing your job, you really need to rethink what you're doing. And the way I view it is, these people, in theory, are our employees, and I have the right to monitor their activities.
So, yeah, that's how I feel about it. As long as you're going to be forced to pay for their activities and they're out in public, they are fully subject to being monitored. Now, this is going on. You said it's a daily basis. There are people out there almost every hour. The state has their agents out. Robin Hood's merry men are on the streets of Keene. It's an incredible level of activism that's going on here. And, James, would this be possible anywhere else?
Sure. I mean, it's something that, you could start up in theory. I mean, you could just start. Like, there was one gentleman in Keene named Sean Murphy, and he was a great inspiration to me. He would just go out during his lunch hour, and he would, go eat lunch real quick and then go Robin Hood. And, he was a big inspiration for me. And
Could it be done at this level? I mean, New Hampshire's a unique
place. Oh, absolutely not.
Maybe it could be done. Like I said, I mean, anybody can do this anytime they want in a lot of places, depending on how the parking structure is set up. Like a lot of kiosks, it would be very difficult. But the standard drop a quarter in kind of meters, it's pretty easy to do it. But to do it on any organized basis, you've got to have dedicated activists and a fairly large pool of them from which to pull the activists, because not everybody can go out in the middle of the day and do this kind of work.
Yeah, and I've expressed this view before, but, I guess coming from Atlanta, I mean, there's liberty-oriented people down there, but they wouldn't do anything. I'm so impressed by the amount of commitment, especially the people in Keene, but I'm sure elsewhere in the state as well. But, I mean, it's just an incredible commitment to go out there and do it every day.
It's
raining today. We're still out there.
Yep.
It's cold. We're still out there. It's just going to get more popular when the summer comes. It'll be easier on us.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been some kind of city council move to ban paying for other people's meters or something like that. I mean, we know they've been doing some desperate stuff. Like recently, they've been snatching the Robin Hood cards off of people's windshields after you leave them, and they've been tearing them up. I mean, this is desperate.
Yeah, and I just view it as a sign we're winning. Ultimately, whatever tactics and schemes they come up with, it's just a sign to me that, hey, we're having a huge, huge impact, and, they're worried. As for the point about the city council, I'm not a lawyer. I did a little bit of research, and I believe that the state would have to pass a law against the activity.
So, why?
There's RSAs regarding the parking. And basically, it establishes the rules for parking, and then it kind of says to the city, you can establish a way that you're going to enforce it within some parameters. So,
of the state statutes, that may be why they haven't done it yet, because they are obviously upset about this. And you're clearly putting a dent in their fundraising. I mean, because the money they were raising from this is significant. It's, what, several hundred thousand dollars every year? A few hundred thousand? Something like that?
I think it's a quarter million.
Yeah, just the tickets is a quarter million.
Right. And
you throw in the collections from the meters, like $380,000. And
now,
there's a special tax, though, where they get most of their money. It's called TIF.
Hmm.
It's basically an additional property tax that all the downtown buildings have to pay. And, I mean, it's really, I guess, it's outrageous. It's like over $900,000.
Ridiculous.
But
James,
they don't fund themselves at all.
While I was doing Don't Take a Plea outreach this morning, the maintenance guy told me, he said, I hope you know that when those people put nickels in the meters, they're causing people's taxes to go up. And I said, well, parking enforcement runs in the red. They don't make money. And I believe that the Robin Hooder's goal is to wind up having free parking. And he said, well, there's nothing free. And I decided,
except when the government just goes ahead and takes the land called the road away from people. I mean, that's free, right?
James, can you stick with us for the next segment? I want to find out what's next for Robin Hood.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, stand by. More with James Cleveland. He is Robin Hood. At this time, the mantle has been passed around a few times. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, we're not interviewing his many merry men. There are a bunch of people involved in this. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession? Or at worst, depression. Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. The webcam is one of them. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and interact, and it's all free. cam.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines, and if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, maybe you'll like doing some business with SACL CAI. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you don't want to handle accounts receivable because you didn't get into business to do that and you want to do what you love doing and not paperwork, Sickle CAI can handle it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. Again, Sickle CAI.
855 453. Connect with us on Skype over at username lrn.fm. James is with us. He is Robin Hood, one of the people behind Robin Hood and the Merry Men here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is an activism smash hit. I mean, there's just no other way to qualify this. Mark, you have been a huge critic of a lot of the activism that's happened up here, and this one, I find myself trying to calm you down. Oh, Mark, well, maybe some people don't like it. You're like, nobody, everybody loves this, and you're very defensive. You love this activism, Mark, and I'm glad that you finally found something that, that you think is unassailable, because
well,
I agree.
I can assail it if you want me to assail it. I'd be happy to assail the Robin Hooding activism. I don't think that it does anything to shrink the size of government. However, I think it does a
what
great
thing. What if Robin Hood ends up defeating the parking department?
Who knows? I mean, is it likely the parking department's going to try every dirty trick in the book, including vandalizing people's cars? They've already done this.
When you say vandalizing cars, you're referring to chalking the tires.
They're putting chalk on people's cars, and they're taking off these cards that are put there by people who have been. Everybody has expressed at this point. No one who has had their car saved has expressed any kind of upset at having their car saved from an expired meter, so we are of the opinion that people like it.
Well, plus they're getting a lot of positive feedback, and they're getting a lot of money from people, and hugs on the street, and thank yous from folks. So that's a very rewarding thing. And James, you're back here with us on Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate you taking some extra time out. Now, this situation that that we're seeing develop, it's catching on. I mean, people are talking about it in town. You've got apparently the news media interviewed you. Is that today or tomorrow? When's that happening? There's the union leader's going to be doing a story about you.
Yeah, that will be tomorrow about noon. I'll be doing a phone interview.
So the word's gotten out to other press around New Hampshire. I mean, this is an issue that people care about. Mark, yeah, maybe they haven't shut down the parking department yet, but it's only been a few months, and they have had an impact. There's no doubt that they are getting less revenue now than they were before, and people aren't being inconvenienced by having to pay these parking tickets. So overall, this has reduced the government's meddling in people's lives. Absolutely.
The government's going to take the money from somebody anyway. The government's not going to cut its budget by one penny because of this. What they'll do
is supplementing their budget.
Let me finish what I'm saying. What I think that this is good for, and it's really good for, is it gets people that want to do outside the system activism an outlet and an opportunity that's positive in the community that the vast majority of people really enjoy. Yes, there are a few outlying people that are caterwauling about how they dislike it, but somebody's going to dislike everything. What we found out about this Berman fellow, the Dr. Reverend, the Senior Reverend Dr. Berman, what we found out about him is that it appears as though one of the meter maids, that the meter maid man, I don't really know how to describe it, the meter
dude.
Butler,
yeah.
this guy is actually a member of his congregation. So the guy actually has a horse in the race. You know, to have sort of one person who doesn't have a horse in the race have anything to say about it. So, and I love how the good Dr. Berman on his Facebook page is advocating for all kinds of violence against free Keeners, as though Jesus would be advocating for this kind of violent reaction. The guy who wanted you to turn the other cheek.
Yeah. So, James, the point that I was making in the last segment, and I never really got to ask my question to you, the maintenance guy for the city was saying, nothing is free. I said, well, there are other places that don't have metered parking. And he said, well, I guarantee they get revenue from somewhere. I said, well, they're also not paying parking enforcers. I said, what I would like to see is private lots, to where nobody has a monopoly on the enforcement of parking. What is the goal that you hope to see with the Robin Hooding?
The ultimate goal, I guess, for Robin Hood would be the elimination of the Keene, parking enforcement. Like, that would probably be the best outcome. And then, I think a solution could be what you're saying. We should maybe privatize parking, give the spaces to the businesses. And this is a classic example. I know Mark always says this, the government breaks your leg and gives you a crutch. But the city of Keene is preventing the parking, quote-unquote, solved by the businesses by not letting them build more spaces if that's what is needed. So, you know, I don't think parking should be a crime. And if you doubt it's a crime, get a ticket, don't pay it, and see what happens to you. I mean, it's
James,
clearly a crime.
What's next? Do you want to talk about the project that you just worked on today, the print job?
Sure. I guess phase one of Robin Hood was going out and doing what we're doing. And we're kind of moving into another phase where we're now going to try to encourage people that are ticketed to go ahead and, you know, take the ticket to court. Now, I think it's a don't take the plea that has some good potential, because even if you – well, first off, the city, there's a good chance that they won't even take you to court. They don't want to go to court over $5, I mean, over a parking ticket. So there's a good chance that they'll drop the case. That's number one. Number two, even if you go to court and lose, you're only liable for the amount of a ticket, not to mention that you got to hang on to your money for, I don't know, months until you get a court date.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're going to court and you're going to spend – I've done this. First, they bring you in for the arraignment thing where they attempt to get you to pay the $5 by squeezing something like 3 or 4 hours out of you. And then they just give you a court date at the arraignment. And then after the arraignment thing –
not an arraignment. It's a pretrial conference.
Whatever it is.
Which you can waive.
Do they tell you that? They give you a date and tell you to be there. And so I went there, and they squeezed two or 3 hours out of me there. And then the next time around for the trial, they squeezed 2 or 3 hours out of you.
Sure, this is activism. It takes time.
Every time you say something, they say, objection, and you never get to say anything about anything.
But the fact is, Mark, you doing that,
but you're asking
hold
people,
on,
wait.
You doing that has resulted in them being less likely to go after people. I've got a ticket since December they haven't done anything with.
You're not asking people to, you know, what James is asking people to do is to do activism.
Yeah.
To sacrifice, look, if my time's worth $15 an hour and I put 10 hours into
this. Well, somebody's taken the time to write up a you know, an envelope and a thank you card and send money in. Maybe there'll be some people who are willing to take this to court. What's wrong with asking people to do something?
I'm not so sure James is asking people to do anything other than informing them you have this option.
Man. Yeah, can you stick on James and talk more about what you're doing here? Because Mark is obviously
I disagree with what little thingy says. I'm a bad man.
Isn't he shouting a lot tonight? He's shouting a lot. He's very... have you been drinking caffeine?
What were you going to say? Mark is what? Mark is what?
You have
an
attitude
name call, weren't you?
Yeah, you've got an attitude problem.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. You're calling mean names to this poor pastor who's just very confused.
What name?
You called him mean things off
what
the
name?
Air. Talk live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Join us on the air here at 855-450-FREE and via Skype at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian, Darrell, and the Angry Shouting Man, who is here from time to time. He's also known as Mark. You can also join us again online. Lots of stuff to do on our website. Please enjoy our mobile site, for instance. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com, and get access to our live streams, the podcast, all of it free. Once again, m.freetalklive.com.
Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins, and now might be a really good time to get them. Bitcoins are in a profit-taking phase, where it appears to be precipitous drops in the cost of bitcoins currently. So, you know, at this point, bitcoins have always come back up to the points that they have, you know, all reached in the past, and seems likely that they'll do so again, in my opinion. You can go to bitinstant.com and get your bitcoins. Like I said, fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins, bitinstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood, is with us. The Robin Hooding activism up here making a huge splash. People's lives are being affected in a positive manner, except for the government bureaucrats who are very upset that, James, you and the Merry Men are going around the streets of Keene and rescuing people from being ticketed by the parking enforcers. It's heroic activism. It's effective activism. And you're taking it to the next level, because what you've been doing is you've been rescuing folks, and the folks that have been rescued, you've been putting business cards with a nice-looking picture of Robin Hood on the front, on the other side, a little bit of text like, "We've saved you from the King's Tariff," and then just some addresses they can send donations to if they like. But you've got a new flyer that you just printed out today for the first time. This one's a little larger. It's, I think, like a half a sheet of paper, front and back, and it gives people some information, some much-needed information, because normally when you get a parking ticket, all it really says is, here's the envelope, put your money in, here's where you can drop the money off, oh yeah, you could challenge this if you wanted to, and that's it. It doesn't really give you much more information, and you're looking to really inform people about what they can do if ticketed, right?
Yeah, exactly, and the city, they don't want you to challenge the ticket. As a matter of fact, if you go down to the window and you tell them, "I want to challenge this," challenged the ticket. You know, we had a gentleman in Keene do this named Conan. He went down, he told him, you know, he'd like to challenge the ticket. And they tried everything they could to dissuade him from doing that. So.
Yeah, they'll do all kinds of recriminations and click their tongue at you and this kind of thing. I've done this twice now, and actually tried to do it a third time. It was my wife's car, and they wouldn't let me do it on my wife's car. And you know, I've been through the process, and one of my concerns is a deep concern of mine is that you'll get somebody to try this form of activism, and that's what this is, taking a $5 parking ticket to trial through a pretrial hearing and then through a trial is activism, is that you'll turn people off of activism entirely. Because what I felt like when I went and did the last trial was, man, geez, these people have robbed me of hours of my time, and I could have been making telephone calls for Free Talk Live and getting advertisers and that kind of thing. And, you know, what did I get? I mean, I got shut down every time I made a statement. They would just object. I wouldn't be able to make a single statement at all. And every time I asked a question, objection. And I was just dejected when I was done. And I'm an activist for a living.
Yeah, I mean, but the only thing that you're putting on the line is the amount of the ticket and your time, which your time is very valuable, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, if you're not willing to take a parking ticket to court, you're probably not going to take anything else to court. So, you know, we're not reaching out to these people. Like, I have a lot of hope that, you know, my language, they abuse the college students in Keene. They know that they're just paid the ticket. They love going down South Main Street and ticketing all the college kids. Because it's a two-hour meter, and then the class is 2 hours. So even if you fill the meter up, you're not going to get up in the middle of class and leave and go fill it up again.
Why are the college kids not parking on campus?
That's a good question. But I'm not familiar enough with that, but
the last time I went to the Keene State campus, and it was during some kind of event, every parking space was full. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's that way all the time, but I would imagine.
Well, so I know the way my college was, there were enough parking spaces. There just might not be enough spaces close to the building that you want to go to.
Yeah, that could be a factor. Anyway, you know, you are trying to encourage folks to take this to court. Yeah, it's time consuming. I mean, that seems pretty obvious. And yeah, most people aren't going to do it. They're going to be too busy. They've got too much going on. But isn't the idea here, James, to at least inform people of their options and let them make an informed choice?
That's true, and I would consider a success if one person took it to trial. And, you know, I'd put this out, too. If you want, you know, if you have any questions about the process or you want someone to show up and support you and film the trial, I'm sure that, you know, we'd be more than happy to accommodate you. So
sure.
That you won't be alone, and you know, in the process.
Absolutely.
Someone who's more experienced with these matters.
So you were going through some points that you wanted people to know, and I think we didn't get through that.
I don't remember exactly where I left off, but I guess real quick, you know, point one was they don't want to take you to trial. They don't want so there's a good chance they'll drop it. You know, point two, what was it? It's a low risk. You know, whatever the ticket amount is.
Right. You're going to get found guilty, most likely. And when you do, it'll still be $5 after all said and done.
And number three benefit, in my opinion, you know, if you go to court, the parking enforcer has to show up and testify, thus taking them off the streets for some amount of time.
That's true.
That's a huge success in my opinion.
When I was in Concord doing this, I saved 20 people from being ticketed. I asked the parking enforcer while she was on the stand under oath, I said, you know, are you here on your day off? Because sometimes they'll pay people, like the cops sometimes get paid overtime to come in on their day off. In this case, she was not. She was actually on the clock. And I said, well, how many people would you have ticketed by now had you been out on the streets instead of in this courthouse? And she said 20. And she'd been in the courthouse for about two and a half hours. So there were 20 people who did not get tickets that morning because I took that ticket to court. So absolutely, that helps people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's an important thing if you can just take them off the street for a little bit of time. And I guess number four point I had real quick. Hold on.
More information, by the way, available over at robinhood.freekeen.com. And I imagine we should probably have this text. This is a brand new flyer. It just literally hot off the presses today. The text,
is it printed?
Yes. The text from this flyer should probably go up at robinhood.freekeen.com at some point, James. I don't think it's there yet. But
I guess the last point, even if you're found guilty, you know, request community service, and then you can deny them, you know, whatever money they would have got.
Yeah, even deny them the $5. Yeah, absolutely true. You could go and work at the community kitchen for an hour,
half
and
an
take
hour
care of that.
Yeah, it'd be a half an hour. I've got in my car that the law in Keene, the ordinance in Keene, said that you cannot allow, permit, or facilitate or something like that people using your car to, you know, basically, if somebody uses your car and parks in the spot, then you're responsible for that too. And so what I did was I took the text of the ordinance, printed out an affidavit that says I do not allow, permit, or facilitate, or whatever it is, you parking this car in an unattended meter, or, you know, whatever, and in an unlawful fashion. So now I have an affidavit that's signed by two witnesses and dated, you know, probably a year ago, if not more than that, that I can submit as you know, defense evidence, A, the next time I happen to get a ticket. Now, I don't come in town very often, and I don't park in their little parking spaces very often, and, you know, I haven't gotten a ticket in a long time. But, you know, next time, I might just go ahead and take it to court.
So now you're going to be leaving flyers, a business card on people's cars who have been saved by Robin Hooders. And also, if you don't save somebody, if you come across a car that has been ticketed, you now have a flyer to leave on that car, informing that person of their rights. I think it's incredibly powerful, and it really has taken things to the next level. There's video.
Real quick,
go.
Go visit robinhood.freeteam.com. Thank you.
Hey, James, thanks for spending so much time with us tonight. Appreciate it. All the effort's been great, and I know people have been enjoying the videos, so keep them up over at freekeen.com. And more coming up, maybe you and your thoughts, if you'd like to share them. Do you take the side of the parking enforcers? 855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network.
where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. A lot of different stuff there, archives included. You can go to freetalklive.com, click and download as much of the shows you like. And also, you can get them from our SoundCloud page. Plus, on SoundCloud, you'll also download, you can download additional archives that are not necessarily Free Talk Live, but they are related. For instance, Mark, you and I appeared on the Nylon Report in Sarasota, Florida, last week when we were visiting down there. We were actually in the studio, kind of co-hosting, kind of guest hosting, I guess, with her. And she had a Second Amendment activist in there, this really feisty old lady who I thought was a lot of fun to be in the studio with. That audio has been posted now to our SoundCloud page. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can download that audio. You can listen to it right there in the page. You can click the share button, and you can easily share it and any of the other audio you find at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Share that on your Facebook, Twitter, wherever social networking site you prefer. So once again, enjoy all the archives over at freetalklive.com. And 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about the recent run-in that some of the Robin Hooders had here in Keene as they were out saving people from parking tickets with someone who doesn't appreciate what they're doing. It's rare they'll come across these people, but they do exist. The people who feel like they must come to the aid of the parking enforcer. And as it turns out, the person who was in question here is this pastor from a local church in the Keene area. The pastor happens to be the pastor of the church that one of the parking enforcers goes to.
It appears. I mean, I'm not going for 100%.
This is from something you read off of his Facebook profile.
Right. It could be that that I'm misinterpreting that, but he says something to the effect that
we have to stand with our brother.
Yeah, I don't like them hassling our brother. So that says to me
it's not a real firm statement, but it could very well be that the one male parking enforcer is the individual he's referring to there. But anyway, his name's Dr. David Berman, and you know, if you were to just watch this video about tyranny is here, wake up America, you'd think this guy, you know, he's on the right track, at least on some things. I'm sure he's very, you know, ultra-religious and probably, you know, doesn't... I don't know how he feels about, let's say, gay marriage, for instance, but I think there's another video about marriage or some kind of book that he's written about marriage. So I imagine he might have different opinions than most liberty-minded folks, but he certainly seems right on some issues. Here's his video on tyranny.
Hi, Dr. Dave Berman here. Talk to you today about what's going on with our country. So many of you just don't seem to understand it.
That's it. Talk down to your audience. Tell your audience they're dumb just before they start.
Wall Street people running around complaining and whining and moaning about all kinds of stuff. But they're putting their whining and moaning in the wrong direction. The real problem here is the size and scope of government. And in fact, President Obama, who's a hero to many of you watching this, is nothing more than...
How many people watch this?
78 at the
78 people.
He's got two thumbs up, three thumbs down. There we go.
A Hugo Chavez. He believes in the destruction of the rights of individuals. In fact, he's now going to sign a bill that Congress passed that gives the government the right to imprison you because they think or suspect you're a terrorist. So what happens if you disagree with this administration?
This was uploaded back in December of 2011, by the way, to give you a little timestamp.
Well, the future administration, a future Republican administration.
Okay, so there you go. So I think he might say Bush at some point, but there he kind of, you know, points out that it seems like he gets the whole two-party duopoly thing where there's not really that much of a difference between Republicans and Democrats. You know, I got to give this guy credit, right? That's definitely being somewhat woken up. And he goes on to exhort his viewers to wake up. We'll continue in a moment.
What happens to you then if they want to target you as a so-called terrorist? In fact, Obama also believes that he can kill any American citizen that he deems a terrorist by his own arbitration, whatever he decides.
I share the same concerns. Yep. Totally on board.
Sure.
With everything he said so far, except for the talking down thing.
So what's happened to our nation? And for so many years, people like me, many people like me, have been talking about the Constitution, the individual liberties, and the principles of liberty and freedom. And what happens when you have a gigantic government?
Now, principles of liberty. Now, principle is important, to me, at least. It's really critical. It's one of the ways I live my life, is I want to be as adherent to my principles as possible. And the principles of liberty, as I understand them, are that if you're free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. And harming somebody else includes threatening somebody else with harm. So if I threaten you to get you to do something that you wouldn't otherwise want to do, or to force you to not do something that you otherwise would want to do, that is not adhering to the principles of liberty. If I defend people who are threatening other people. So if I defend the police when they are threatening peaceful people and they're putting peaceful people in cages, then I'm not adhering to my principle. Even though I'm not doing the threatening, by supporting someone who is doing the threatening, I'm also breaking my principles. Same like, you can't hire a hitman and not have blood on your hands. So
even if you sit out and say, it's okay what the hitman's doing. I mean, that's in this case, a lot of people aren't hiring the hitman. They're just, on the sidelines saying, yeah, no big deal.
But this person, Dr. David Berman, he goes out into the streets. He, as you see, if you've seen the video at freekeen.com, we played the audio earlier tonight. He goes out into the streets and he specifically stands up for the aggressor. He stands up for the parking enforcers. And he defends them against the heroic actions of the Robin Hood and the Merry Men who are rescuing people from those people's aggressions. If David Berman understood truly the principles he's supposedly espousing here, I submit he would not be doing that. He would not be on the streets doing what he did.
And he was also acting in a very un-Christ-like manner.
No doubt.
Despite the fact that he calls himself Reverend Dr. Berman.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue.
We've been called crazy, nutty. We've been called all kinds of things, but we have warned you over and over and over again. This will be the destruction of our country if it keeps going this way. Our rights, our inalienable rights, our principles of liberty are all being stripped from us right before our very eyes. And when people like myself speak out, very few people listen because we're all drunk. We're drunk with the comforts of life. But I warn you, eventually those comforts will no longer be there. When the government becomes an even bigger monster than it is now. So wake up. Wake up. Come on now.
Government's a monster.
Don't you see it?
But he wants to support the meter maid, the monopoly that the city of Keene has claimed for itself down Main Street. And I get that this isn't the easiest concept to understand. But in order for that road to belong to the city of Keene, they must have acquired it in a fashion that was fair and equitable. And I contend that when you consider what happened to Native Americans, the American Indian, I think, is probably a more accurate way of describing it, the American Indian
And you talk about how we have a democratic form of government. A democratic form of government means that 51% of the people said something was a good idea, and 49% said it was a bad idea. I suspect they actually did have a democracy here in Keene, because the New England town meeting was a is still something that goes on. Keene only, I don't know how long it's been since they've been named a city, but it's Ian, you might know that.
Not offhand, 1800s, I think.
Okay, so they've been a city for some time, but I'm sure that the main street existed before the mid-1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think that they have a righteous claim on the main street in the first place. Mm-hmm. Now, really what I'm concerned with is efficient allocation of resources. And I contend that since they have to send around meter maids giving people tickets, this is an inefficient allocation of resources.
Especially considering they run in the red and actually can't make it profitable.
I mean, every other parking lot in the world that isn't a city parking lot can somehow make it. Somehow or another, they can make it without, you know, fines or that kind of thing. Maybe, you know, they might have an overtime fee. So if you go to New York City, you park your car for pay for a day and you stay for three.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some kind of fee for that, but probably you'll just have to pay, I would guess, 3 days worth of costs. I mean, for the amount of time you stayed. But in the most places in America, you don't have to pay anything. I mean, the restaurants downtown, I can choose between eating a restaurant downtown or one of the chain restaurants for breakfast. I generally choose the one downtown because I prefer it, but I have to deal with parking problems when I do. I have to pay a meter, and if I forget to pay the meter, I get a ticket. And
or if you don't put enough time in the meter because it takes longer to get your food than you expected.
Sure. And then you're more worried.
Go to smellthetruth.com. Smellthetruth.com.
That's his website.
Read my articles there.
He's got a book.
Get Enlightened.
That you can't purchase.
Wake up.
The website's broken.
Yeah.
Keene became a city in 1874.
There you go. 855, 450 free. I actually went and looked for the original town charter. I couldn't find it online anywhere. No, what did it say before they created the city of Keene charter? Just curious. All right, more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. So there, you know how to get in touch with Dr. David Berman. Maybe you want to share your thoughts about liberty. Since he seems to care about liberty, maybe somebody can help him see what he's missing at some point and help him wake up. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.